Restoring My Soul, Monday the 11th of September, The Pursuit of Serenity. The result of the various influences upon the carnal Christian is irrational confusion. Noting this implication of the maze, Paul said, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do." Our irrational confusion results from our moral weakness and from the emotions which are inflamed by sin because of our incapacity to deliver ourselves from this condition. Our self-righteousness causes our heart to condemn us as we hopelessly endeavour to negotiate our way out of the maze. Under condemnation, the fear of death then motivates our religion, confession, and prayer. These fear-driven practices are foundational to the conduct of the carnal Christian. They are dead works. However, these are the practices advanced by an old gospel, which is peddled by those whose loyalty to the old gospel marks them as a minister of a synagogue of Satan within the church. The carnal Christian engages in these self-righteous practices in pursuit of serenity, which they confuse with the peace of God. The peace of God, which passes understanding and guards a person's heart and mind, can only be found in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. A person who is exercising faith by the love that the Holy Spirit pours into their heart will walk in the light with their brethren. Speaking about our agape fellowship, James said, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." In contrast to this, the confession of one's sins to a counsellor is a self-righteous act that does not lead to justification or life. Rather, it leads to condemnation and further corruption. These confessions are a self-justifying and assuring exercise that are often ignorant of the true impact of one's sins upon others. Prayer, similarly motivated, is also self-righteous and ineffective. Prayer is only effective when it is by the Spirit and according to the will of God. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7, verse 15, Revelation chapter 2 verse 9, Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 14 to 16, James chapter 5 verse 16, and 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 and 15. For further study, Philippians chapter 4.